biggest contract, I reckon. But what happened, the way I understood it, when I got big enough to understand things, old man Bog, owned everything around you. And he gave his children 100 acres apiece. And I don't know if Smith was, I don't know what he was, how he come in possession with some of the Bogs or the Hive for him to get. I don't know who his wife might have been, a Bog.
No, his wife's father was the one who had the land up there where Marston School is now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That came from that family, not from the Bogs.
Yeah. Well, now, man, Smith himself, he owned this and him, they said. Mm-hmm. But when he died, it went back to John Bog.
They had a mortgage on the property.
Must have. It went back to John Bog, because John Bog sold it to John Newton.
I understand that John Boggs's sister, Myra Boggs, had some of the houses, rental houses down where the Ramada Inn is now.
Yeah, she owns, what they call the Payne Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
See, her husband was, first husband was a Payne.
Mm-hmm.
She owned the Payne Quarter now. Now, she had, she must have had about 7 houses down there. Mm-hmm. Probably 8. Down in there, where the mother did and I, and she owned a crowd around in there. See, she was, I don't know what, but she was his daughter, my boy's daughter. She owned a brother's farm, she's right here, a brother's tribe, and she owned, I don't know how much land up through here. But all them Boggers, every one of them had 100 acres of land piece to tell me. In fact, I seen it and know that, I know who they was and see. In fact, I lived there on what they call a lawn place, where that was a Bog. The other man, John Bog's son, place.
About how much do you reckon Miss Myra charged for those houses?
Oh, she got $4, $5 a month. Sometimes $6, some of them.
That'd be about a week's pay, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And some of them drove $2.50 a month, on like that.
You were talking about the different type of work you did. Where would you get the best wages?
Well, the best wages I got is after this railroad come through here, this double track. I went to work down our small. Now, that's what raised wages in Clemson. When this double track come through here, paying 20 cents an hour, when they was paying 10 and 5 cents a way up. People working, they just, all the biggest workmen getting $1 a day, 10 cents. Well, see, they went, when the railroad come through, they raised 20 cents. And everybody stopped quitting and going. That was a left so fast, so they had to bring up a little way to keep people.
Mm-hmm.
And that raised a little way right here around Clemson.
But now the railroad building didn't take too long. Did the wages stay high after the railroad was finished?
Yeah, it never did go back down.
Well, that was good.
Then going up every cent. Yeah. It never did go back down.
About how many folks did the railroad hire when they were doing the double tracking?
Anyway, in contracts, take different contractors. It worked about 100 men or more.
Mostly from around these parts.
Yeah.
How long did you work for the railroad?
Railroad worked in that. That railroad went through here. It took about 2 years. And I worked on the railroad after that, off and on. I went over here on the farm, and I worked in the summertime on the railroad after that, 8 or 10 years.
Doing what?
Just keeping up the railroad, keeping up track. He kept truck right there. Wait. See, the railroad, we got like to do now. You service track.
Mm-hmm.
But now they had, at that time, they had sections through here. They had a section over here at Calhoun, they had one at Central, and they had one at Courtney, and one in Seneca. See, now they worked, each section worked around 8 men. They kept up that track. You have your contract, that kind of went from the River Bridge down to Central. That was one, and then he went from Dutton went down to Cooten.
So would you work the whole distance between the Seneca River and all the way over to Central?
Yeah, it went conditional train, actually. This way was a rough place, and then the track you pull in, fix that up, get to the next rough place, you go in and fix that up. And you just had to go from one rough place to another.
Seems like I've heard that there was a bad accident and somebody got killed while the railroad was double tracking.
Oh, a whole lot of people got killed during that double track going through here. Yeah. Whole lot of people got killed.
What happened to them?
Well, they just buried them.
I mean, what was the cause? What kind of accident?
They run into a train stand. A train run over or something. They found them dead.
So that wasn't while they were working. The railroad just happened to... The train just hit them.
Nobody working how they ever got paid on that. There's always somebody that they'd hear tell of. Well, they'd find them dead on the railroad. Now, men that worked at the railroad died. They had a camp. That camp's from them. They camped out there.
Where was the camp?
Down here, right down there on this railroad. See the car boxes? Uh-huh. What they had, it was in car boxes, it camped. They had a side track down here.
Just by the depot?
Yeah, just side the depot there.
Well, what about these fellows who died while they were working for the railroad? Were they just natural deaths or accidents?
Well, and I them that were just home and knowed about them, they carried them in bed. Other than they just took the box and camped at the country and buried them. See, back in them days, people could come and they travel a while. Mm-hmm. Counties used to provide the things. You know, if you do something in Georgia, you got in South Carolina, see, you was clear. If you do something in South Carolina, you got in Georgia, North Carolina, see, you got it before they got you, you was clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people do that. They would come the end of them for it. Well, they changed their name. Didn't have no way of keeping up with them like they do now. They changed their name. He came with my name is Sutton Sister Saint. I come from Sutton Sister Place. That's all you know.
When the railroad double tracked, that changed the direction of the railroad.
Yeah.
What impact, if any, did that have on the black community with the change of the direction?
Couldn't have that. You see, when they come through here, this is the old railroad there.
What's now 123?
Yeah, 123 was the old railroad bed. Well now, they bought a right-of-way. They all through here, they say they bought a right-of-way. But someplace they went right alongside the old railroad bed. And where they didn't, they bought a right-of-way. And they bought this right-of-way and changed it. That whole lot of places, where it hit back into the old railroad bed. And it followed it then for miles. Then it killed folks off. But they bought this right away. And they graded the road tree and put a double track. See, it was just a single track at that time. And it run by steam. Train run by steam then. And I know that 25 cars would be a train get stalled. Right over there, right out there, I see the many of them stall right out there. And had to turn the fire, and he had to cut loose and take half a train to Central and try to track it. Come back and get the other half and go back and get over that hill.
Where you're living now used to be on the opposite side of the railroad tracks then.
On the double track?
Mm-hmm.
I was living over there with my mother.
This house used to be...
Wasn't no house here.
This area. It used to be on the north of the railroad before they changed the direction of it.
Yeah.
And now the railroad is to the north of you.
Yeah. Now, in here at that time, I was doing thing over wood. Just a great pile of wood, what they called Smith Wood.
Mm-hmm.
He owned he crossed 123 and went on back here to the railroad back this way. He got full there. All the right lumber yard here and all around there. And he could come on across the Crawford store on down there to that rock filling station. He had about 150 acres of land.
Did you ever do any work for my grandfather?
Smith?
Mm-hmm.
He never had no work to do much. See, he just stayed in that little stroll town. He didn't But when he wasn't in that store, he's out here walking up and down. Mm-hmm. He's now and then out here laughing, but hell,
What types of things did you do there?
Rent that great big old yard out there. She'd give you a dime, a 50 cents. Rent that whole big old yard.
Well, that was a big yard for a dime.
I'm telling you, you take her. I work a minute, Dave. Go down there and help clean up the kitchen. All that stuff. I mean, you work too. Work all you do now. Give you 50 cents.
She give you a meal?
Last time she give you a meal.
What other people do you remember working at my grandmother's hotel?
Nobody didn't like them much. Well, there's except for cook. She'd have a little help to cook.
Who were some of the cooks that you recall?
I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. There's so many different people. They used to help her a little bit, but she never would have too much hired left to never wash it. And she'd always done most of the other work herself. Because her hotel business wasn't too good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too good there.
One of her cooks was a woman by the name of Annie.
Yeah, Annie Whit. Mm-hmm. That was Annie Whit worked for a long time.
Any of her family still living?
Annie's family? Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think so.
One of the other people, I think, who lived somewhere in this area and whose name appears on a street near here was George Shaw.
George Shaw?
Yeah, where was his farm located?
Down here where the Model Inn is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the Model Inn, but the
Comfort Inn?
Yeah. Comfort Inn. Come on up that hill there. Uh-huh. All that, and where the bank is, and all that in there was George Shaw.
Was it a fair-sized farm?
Mm-hmm. How big a farm was it, Dave?
Farm?
Yes. How big a farm did he have?
I see. All that was his farm.
Did he have any need for work? Did he ever hire people to help him?
No, he had a family. He had a big family.
That took care
now,
of that.
The way it's cut up now, I couldn't tell you too much, but it was a nice location before it cut up so bad. See? And he had a nice farm in there. And he owned a spot of his land now. Come right here in front of Cindy's house. Mm-hmm. Across the road there. It was 3 acres in there that goes in with that contract. But when she and they sold it, it was a nice place. The railroad was the only thing that's buying it. Yes, they saw it and got the grading and then messed up like it did. You can't tell too much about the thing. Man, sure had a big, he was a big farmer. Sure can say. He had a big family, too.
Was he one of the more prosperous black men around?
I don't think so.
The farming didn't particularly make him prosperous.
No, think so.
Who would have been the most prosperous black family around?
I just don't know exactly. Tell you the truth. Except I'm not sure he had it. He was pretty big. Matt Butler Reed. He had a big two, 3 years too, but he didn't have no. He rented all of his farm. He rented his ground from the Howard Balls where he farmed that. Now he had a big prospect. He run a little store. And
where was that store?
It was right across in front of Golden View Church then. Mm-hmm.
So it's not there anymore?
It's tore down now.
What types of things could you buy at his store?
Oh, he just had a little old country store, you know, just a poor man's store. That's a little odd than in, to say the truth. You could get small stuff in there.
Could you get any groceries
small
or dry goods? Yeah,
small type of groceries, all he did have.
Soap, tobacco?
Soap and tobacco, and grits,
sewing
and
thread,
rice, and sugar, coffee, just things of that, flour. But he didn't have a big quantity, see, he was a light. Just a little old light.
Did he run it himself or have one of his family do it?
Well, he was there. When he wasn't there, he had his daughter in there. Mm-hmm. He had a daughter.
Were there any other black businesses in town?
No black business around here. Now, well, way late, Willie Wilson tried. He put up a little business up there on top of the hill, just at right down this side of the where the schoolhouse is now. He had a little business there, but
what was it?
He had a grocery store and meat market, things like that. But when they got messed up, see, when they got sold out, they got all done that green, they threw all that part out back in there. It's down at that shop was trying to throw it all out.
Well, after they double-tracked, that changed the direction of the road, and the old railroad bed is what's now 123.
Yeah.
But it was about 40 years or more before 123 was put in there. What was in that little stretch of land in the meantime? Was it a dirt road or what?
You mean the public road?
Yeah, what's now 123.
Well, now you see, that road come across from here at that time. It come up from, you know where the hotel is, Here's hotel. Come across right on up. I don't really know where Miss Cockham lived or not. It used to cross the railroad on top, right before the railroad grade there. Used to cross out the old road, come on out here, and go right on up this old road, be across there out here now, and go right up toward Miss Cockham's store. The old road back in there. It's still in there.
Well, even later, did the railroad bed itself become just a dirt road, or what was it used for?
No, it was, the railroad was, you mean when it was made a highway?
After they double-tracked.
Yeah.
And that stretch was there, was it used as a dirt road, or?
Yeah. It was used for a dirt road then. See, they cleaned it up, moved all the rail, and everything spread out and made a highway out of it. When they come in there, all that road and everything has changed. And there used to be a bridge went over the old railroad up here where the Bog Cemetery is. The bridge went over the old railroad instead of where it goes under that now, 0123. And it went on up, and they changed the road in up down the senior and central of where the substation is. That's where the road went off from the 123 went off from the highway. From the railroad. A railroad bed went up there and made a turn. And they followed the old roads through Central, on in through North. The railroad followed the old railroad bed through that. It didn't make no changes in that. But down here, it made a big change. You know, that's where the railroad come through here. They raised that road about 15 foot. From across the river and that trestle and all it raised is 15 foot higher and you were an old road with bed bush.
Well, I've heard way back yonder before they double tracked that down toward the river the railroad was just sitting way up on a wooden trestle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How far did that trestle run?
How far? They raised it about
The trestle began, I assume, at the river, and how far this way did it come?
It extended not too much.
Come pretty good way across there, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't the trestle come across there pretty good way?
Yeah. Trestle come across that river about the old trestle.
Yeah, and it continued on after you got on this side of the river, didn't it?
Yeah, the old trestle continued. The old field is still there yet. They're down about 15 foot lower.
Well, let's go back when you were growing up. You said that your mother didn't do any mending as part of her laundry work. Did she do any sewing around the house?
No, only for something for us. Well, there was sewing done for me and my sister.
What types of things would she sew for you?
Well, she'd make a blouse. And nearly all your clothes except a pair of pants.
So most of your clothes were?
Homemade clothes.
And your sister's?
Yeah, handmade stuff.
Did your mother make her own clothes?
Yeah. She did buy, it goes to about 10, 15 yards of cloth, 10 cents a yard, something like that.
That would be one of the stores over in Calhoun?
Yeah.
Which one?
You go to Bog Store or Smith's.
Either one.
Then they could go to Central, to Gaines and Galloway's, or either go to Morgan's. Oh, it was a fell in the mouth, I don't know what to call it. They run a big, it was called a big store at that time. it's still there yet, but it was a big store.
Was it the biggest one around then?
Well, Morgan had the biggest store.
Over in Central.
Yeah. I don't know, Morgan and James Galloway, they had, both of them had pretty good size buildings. But Morgan's on one side of the railroad and James on the other.
Did your mother have a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Singer?
Yeah, sewing machine. Old time sewing machine.
Did she do things for the house like quilts and covers for the chairs?
Yeah, they didn't cover no chairs, they made quilts.
But did she have the little lace covers for the arms of chairs?
Nah. Didn't make nothing like that back at that time.
Who made these pretty quilts we're sitting on right now?
I don't know, but my wife used to make quilts like this. All kinds. My mother, after my marriage, my wife used to make quilts. Because we had a bunch of children, somebody had to do something.
Yeah.
Yes, she had. Now, she made all kinds of stuff. Most anything you look at, my wife used to make.
Tell us about your wife. First, what was her name?
Lizzie Butler.
Was she from around here?
Mm-hmm.
Calhoun family?
Right over here in front of the... Well, practically, it's right up the hill here. She was born and raised right up in front of the old boy cemetery. And they left there and built the house right here in front of the house of prayer.
What were her parents' names?
They lived right there.
Do you remember her mother's name?
Her mother.
It's Ella Butler.
Yeah. Ella Butler.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean just growing up around each other?
Mm-hmm.
When did you get married?
I got married back in... Way back, Yana. Way on back. I was married back in...
I couldn't tell you.
I was married about 75 years.
Where did you get married?
Seneca.
At a church?
At a house.
Minister's house, or?
At a preacher's house.
Do you remember who he was?
Beach.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Beach in Seneca.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you go over there?
Why did you go over there, he said?
Well, well, it's because I just didn't want nobody to know much about it.
Uh-huh.
I just made it up one morning, and me and her met up. See, her father didn't like me and I didn't like him. Tell you the truth about it. So we was on Sunday morning we met, because he didn't want me around that house, see. Mm-hmm. And she told me that where she was going to be. So I just met her that Sunday morning, told her, let's go. Trains run in regular.
Yeah.
And I said, let's go to Seneca this evening. He meet me down at depot, so she did. I just went, oh, well, we just married. She had a brother lived in Seneca, and we went right from there and spent the night over there. In fact, I stayed over there about 3 weeks.
Afraid to face your father-in-law?
No, I wasn't afraid of him. I just didn't have nothing, and I didn't. You know, I tell you, in fact, my mom didn't like him. He didn't like her. He didn't like me, you see, and I just stayed on over there till I didn't have no money. And I got a job over there, and I stayed there, and I made me a little money. Because when I'm married, I didn't have a 30 cents left.
That wouldn't pay for a big honeymoon, would it? Where did you and your wife live after you got married?
Well, I lived with him, with her daddy. After we got, I didn't live with her. After we married, I didn't live with her about 5 months before we. So everything quieted down, and I moved in the house with her and her daddy. And stayed there 2 years. They lived in the house right here in front of the house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there a year with him. So me and him fell out again, so I moved.
Then where'd you set up housekeeping?
I set up over there, that house burned down now, right across here in front of where Joanne lived now. Right above where Cindy Brown lived.
Mm-hmm.
I live just above that.
You said you had a lot of children. How many? How many children did you have?
We had 8. You before it was over yet. We had more than that, but we raised 8.
Right, so the mother of 13. Yeah. 8 lived out of 13.
What happened to the other 5?
They died.
They died. Some as of them infants. Were born dead and she had miscarried and things like that.
Yeah, they died. That's right.
You want to tell us the name of the 8 who survived?
Yeah. Or the name of them?
Yes.
The boys were George, Tom Jr., and Robert Franklin, and Eddie. And the girl was Gracie and Louise and Grace and Frances and Mayor Elmer. Them the ones that survived.
Do they all live around here now?
No, 2 of them are dead. Eddie's are dead and Mayor Elmer. One the boy and one the girl are dead.
But they all stayed around here?
Yeah, the rest of them, they all live around here. 2 of them don't live around. One of them live in Philadelphia and the other one live in Kentucky. One of the boys, he's in Kentucky, one of the girls, she lives in Philadelphia. And the others are around here. One boy, my baby boy, he lives back over here on Old Central Road.
After you get married, did your wife have to work?
Part time.
Doing what?
Well, housework. A little bit of help people that live around, a little bit of not. Not no big work like it is now, just helping people because there wasn't no work going on, to tell you the truth, like it is now.
Well, not apparently from what you're saying on a regular basis.
No.
Just whenever somebody needed extra help?
Yeah, that's where somebody needs some extra. You never have a regular, not regular job. We didn't have, I tell you, we raised some children. You couldn't raise your children and work out all the time, no way.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, you had to have somebody to stay with them.
Yeah.
So she stayed home mostly.
Did your children go to school?
Yeah, they went to school.
All of them?
Yeah.
Over here at Calhoun?
Right.
They went over here to school up here on the hill and Tilden. Frances went to Greenville for part of her school.
Where did you go to school over there?
Sterling High School.
I've read the story of the man who founded that, Minus.
I don't know who founded it, but I went there for about nearly 3 years before I got married.
Was that the biggest high school around?
And that was in Greenville. At that time, that was the biggest one there. In Greenville, it was.
Did you have to board over there or travel back and forth?
No, I lived with an aunt over there. We came home on the weekends.
You know, you take it. Lots of years now, back in them days, people, I reckon it was hard. They said it was hard, and I guess it was. Now, see, back in them days, you just couldn't find nothing to do, hardly. There wasn't no work like it is now. If a job did come along, there's so many people standing there waiting on you, till you had to be in a hurry to get something to do.
Well, it sounds like times were hard enough already. Did the Depression make any difference in your life?
Well, depression, you had it did on most people. And some it didn't hurt too bad.
What about you?
Me? Didn't bother me. Tell you the truth, I was just a type of person, I always like to build my own. And if anything didn't suit me, I didn't bother with it. And I was coming up, there's plenty of weight at times. But the way it didn't suit me, I didn't bother with it. See, I was out there on a farm, and I had this little summer work on the river. I knew I had that in front of me when the summer set in. I was out there on that farm, and I cut and sell wood, you know, to people, because folks had to have wood in them days. That's all you had to use for cooking, warming, and everything. But I couldn't sell wood. I could get $2.50 for a load of wood. And I could buy it for a dollar on the stump and get it cut for a dollar. That was a cord. Well, see, I could get four loads out of a cord. And I paid $2 to get it cut and buy it. And I get four loads out of a cord. I get $2.50 a load for it.
One of the events that seemed to affect a fair number of people when you were a boy was World War I. Did you know any of the fellows who served in the Army?
Well, a whole lot of them, but most of them all dead. But I know a lot of them.
Did serving in the war make much difference to them in their lives?
Yeah, it made some of them.
How?
Well, they made good out of it. See, they got paid, mm-hmm. and they got their family paid. And where their family took care of it, they made good.
Well, the first war didn't last too long.